2007, Bulgaria acceded to the European Union and was entitled to 18 MPs from the European Parliament. The whole batch was directly elected in Bulgaria on the 20th of May 2007. The European Parliament has three essential functions. It has the power to legislate, that is to adopt European rules. It decides the EU budget and it exercises democratic supervision over the European Commission and exercises political supervision over the other EU institutions. One of the fundamental rights of European citizens is that any citizen of the European Union or resident of a member state may individually or in association with others submit a petition to the European Parliament on a subject which comes within the EU's field of activity in which affects them directly. Last year alone, the EU's Petitions Committee received over 1,000 such petitions. Bulgarian MEP Mrs. Dusana Zdravkova from the right-of-center GERB party has been working on the EP Committee on Petitions and Constitutional Affairs.
Аз съм много така обнадеждена от работата си в комисията по петиции.
I'm confident that petitions are indeed a major device in hearing the voice of the citizens, so that they can exercise pressure on government departments on their performance and the manner in which they conduct their policies. Other EU country citizens are indeed very active in this sense. To give you an idea of what I'm talking about, I'll tell you about a citizen's petition that came in from Poland and raised concerns over disrupted infrastructure and natural environment along the Via Baltica, the route of migratory birds. The petition was identical to that on the Atlantica on the Black Sea in Bulgaria. The Polish members of the European Parliament had, to the amazement of all others, forced their own Minister of Transport to appear before the Petitions Committee to explain firsthand the situation and to yield any questions that committee members might have. In practical terms, this boiled down to the Polish Ministry on Transport accounting before the European Parliament Petitions Committee why it had failed to do its job properly. I myself am initiating a petitions promotion campaign in Bulgaria to run for at least 4 weeks. I hope to be able to invite, in early 2008, highly seasoned petitions committee members to share their experience with us here in Bulgaria.
The procedures for submitting a petition to the European Parliament is rather complicated and we are only now beginning to instruct the members of the public in Bulgaria. Says Dusana Zdravkova.
Bulgaria
is only beginning to toddle, says Mrs. Dusana Zdravkova. There are already 7 or 8 petitions and some of them have been given effect to. An instance in point is the petition submitted by the bereaved families of the crew of the Hera motor vessel that went missing in the Black Sea in Turkish territorial waters. They no longer trust Bulgarian institutions and have approached the European Parliament. The committee will look into their petition after it is advised of the European Commission position on the issue. I would like to bring over a fact-finding committee because we've been witnessing something like Bulgaria and Turkey seeking to always kick the ball back in the other country's court.
Good results depend on the integrity of Bulgarian MEPs and the involvement of Bulgarian members of the public too. They must look out for us and give us assignments. Our job is to give them effect, assures Mrs. Zdravkova.
Ние бяхме много едини в националната кауза по отношение на сестрите медицинските и знаете, че...
I recall here the tremendous unanimity of heart and mind of all 18 Bulgarian members of the European Parliament in the concern over the fate and the so long cherished release of the Bulgarian nurses kept behind bars for 8 years in Libya. We also initiated a campaign for the protection of Bulgarian dairy products and their respective brand names. We are now stepping the gas on a move to have the excise duty on home-brewed brandy removed. The new European Union Treaty on Reform gives a green light to institutional reform, the future of the European Union, the more efficient operation of European Union institutions too. Well, this spells a better future for the European citizens, and in this sense, the treaty is better for Bulgaria too. Said in conclusion, Mrs. Dusana Zdravkova, Bulgarian member of the European Parliament, deputy chairperson of the European Parliament Petitions and Constitutional Affairs Committee.